During this contentious and divisive election season, it often feels the opposing political sides are so at odds, no middle ground can be found in between. Well, StoryCorps and WESA are teaming up to find that middle ground through One Small Step, an effort to connect people across the political divide through the act of conversation. In this first of a series of conversations, 31-year-old John Durfee of Mars, PA, says his political leanings are firmly rooted in his Christian faith. For 28-year-old Emily Miller from Shaler, it's personal experience that shaped her worldview.
I think that education and mental health is the two biggest things that we need to focus on. For me, I had a teacher in high school, and I was not in a very good time in my life. I had experienced like a sexual assault and was like barely making it to classes. And she was one of my teachers that was just super there for me. And I realize now just, you know, how important those things are and how impactful my education was. And if they could have just done more with me. Could you briefly describe in your own words, your personal political values?
I always believed in God growing up. What I kind of come back to is I got to believe somebody's a lot smarter than me. Normally it's people, but people are always wrong too. And one of the big driving things in my faith is appreciating that we're broken. We can't know it all. And even when people come together, they still make bad choices. I've seen too many times when I've just been so wrong and felt so right that I have trouble believing we can come up with an absolute standard. I'm pretty firm in the Republican side for most moral items. So I don't support abortion. Generally for economic stuff too, more towards free market, cutting back regulation. At the same time, I think if people are getting left behind, we're doing something wrong. Is there something about my beliefs you don't agree with, but still respect?
There's certain things that you bring up and I am respectful of the way that you brought them up. But I feel like some of those views aren't respectful to the people that you have the opinion of. Like for me, abortion. My father is Republican and extremely religious. And we actually got into a disagreement a couple months ago, which I'm no longer speaking to him over. He feels that nobody should have an abortion, even if it was from rape or incest or whatever. And I just kept thinking of my sexual assault and what if I got pregnant from that? And then I would have to look at that child who I know I would love because it's mine, but every day think about that night and that PTSD. It just, wow, that's rough. That is mean. That is not giving somebody the respect that they need for that situation.
I can feel, Emily, I can feel the pain behind what you're trying to share. And that's real. And that's something that everybody brings to the table when we talk about stuff like this. What you're describing is a choice. It's because you see it as a choice for the individual. And I just recognize I look at it as you're making a choice affecting two individuals. And the problem is we're not really going to come together.
No.
Because the basic assumption is different.
No, that's huge, though, that the looking at it, it's the same issue, but it's two completely separate parts.
It's hard because I know I'm not coming from the same place and I haven't felt the same pain. And like I talked about earlier, when I felt so strongly about something, like I really feel like I'm right. But at the same time, I know I'm not seeing it on both sides. And I think I already said earlier, the reason to believe it, that somebody's a lot smarter than me is that I can be wrong.
Yeah.
Which is why I've kind of taken to trusting that God's got the right answer for me. I think when you're talking to a person about something, that you can't and you shouldn't get away from the fact that, like you said, you're supposed to respect the person and recognize nobody's perfect.
It's really funny because part of me just wants to cry, right? I know that I'm a very intense person. It's hard to try to stay reserved. And at the same time, like, even though we don't agree, like, I want to hug you.
Likewise, it's been really good to be able to talk to somebody who's willing to sit and listen. I'd also second that I cry at Disney movies, so.
I just watched one the other day for the first time and definitely was like, it's 5 minutes in and I'm already crying. I'm glad we're not alone.
Yes.
John Durfee of Mars, PA, speaking with Emily Miller from Shaler for One Small Step. StoryCorps' One Small Step is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.